What are the three types of deception mentioned in Matthew, the 24th chapter? What are the three types of deception? All right, what's one type?
Persecution.
No.
Okay. Hatred.
Verse 4, verse 5, and verse 13. I mean, verse 11. All right, the first is this. Write this down. These are the three types of deception. Write down the sign of the end times is deception, and write down these three things. Many will deceive you. False Christs will deceive you. False prophets will deceive you. Three groups. Many will deceive you. Yeah. It says, take heed that no man deceive you. So men will deceive you. False Christs will deceive you. False prophets will deceive you. Man will deceive you. That's verse 4. False Christ will deceive you. Remember I told you last time there are people today saying they are Jesus Christ? Or often they just say, I am the Christ. Watch out. When anyone says the Christ, that's a trick. That's a trick. They don't often say Jesus Christ. They just say, I believe in the Christ. Is that Jesus Christ? No. You have to be very careful when someone says that. Yeah, he could. He probably will, but at least he'll be considered that by many, won't he? See, Christ is a title. It means the anointed one. Christos is a Greek word which comes from another Hebrew word. And it means the Messiah. Homashiach, that's the Hebrew word, becomes Christos. So Jesus, what does that mean? That means the anointed one. So anyone who calls themselves God's anointed becomes a Christ. Say, I am the chosen of the Lord. Then you've become a Christ. That's why many will come saying, I am the chosen of the Lord. And false Christs will come. False prophets will come. So that's the first thing is deception. That's stage one. Now write this down. There's four stages for the end times. Four stages. Number one, many will be deceived. Or many deceivers will try to deceive you. Number two, the second phase or the second stage we find here is that many will be frightened. You already have that down. You don't have to rewrite it if you already got it down, but I'm going to test you on it in just a minute, so underline it. I said deception is the sign. I said there's three types of deception. Men, false Christs, false prophets. Then I said that was the first move or the first stage. Let's call it the first stage of the end times. Deception, that many will be deceived, or many deceivers will attempt to deceive you. Now, Jesus will protect you if you do the other four things that I'm going to tell you about later, which I told you last time. Okay, so here, there are wars, and I want you to tell me this. This second stage is called the beginning of sorrows. Now, under the beginning of sorrows, which is also during the time of deception, but it follows it. The beginning of sorrows, there are wars, rumors of wars, there are pestilences, there are troubles, and there are earthquakes. Five things. Wars, rumors of wars, troubles, pestilence, earthquake. Five things. What are the five things? Wars, rumors of wars, troubles, pestilence, earthquakes in many places. So those things will become rampant. So when you see those things, you know you're in the second stage. What's the third stage? All right. Many will be offended. In the third stage, many deceived, many frightened, many offended. This is the third stage. First stage, many deceived. Second stage, many frightened. Third stage, many offended. All right? What'll happen here? Three things. Persecution, martyrdom, betrayal. Persecution, martyrdom, betrayal. That's why many will be offended, because their love will grow cold during this time when they're persecuted. When they're martyred, and when many are betrayed, their love will grow cold. The last thing is that many will despair. So the first one is many are deceived. Second one is many are frightened. The third one is many are offended. And the fourth one is many despair. Many deceived, many frightened, many offended, many despair. Now let's look at the last one. Huh? All right. Under despair is four things. Great iniquity, That means lots of sin. Great iniquity. Number two, the gospel preached to the whole world. The gospel preached to the whole world. And then that brings in the last two signs. The signs in heaven. It's going to be great signs in heaven. That is astronomical signs in the heavens. You're going to hear more and more comets and more, you know, the sun, things will happen to it. The moon. You've heard this already, haven't you, from scientists? You can hear already that they're expecting things to happen these days, aren't they? And the last sign will be the sign of the Son of Man. So there's four things under Son of Man. The sign of the Son of Man, that is, Jesus will return. So, you see, they asked him, when will you return and what will be the sign? As he sat down, chapter 24, verse 3, as he sat down upon the Mount of Olives, and that's where he was going to take off, the disciples came unto him privately, no crowds around, saying, tell us when shall be these things, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world. Some people distinguish and say, there's a difference between his coming and of the end of the world. But whether you distinguish them or include them together, this is what he's talking about during this time. Some people say there's two phases. Some people say they're one. No. Edwin, get that. Margaret's in there? Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, they got it. Dave's there. Oh. Praise the Lord. Okay. Now, I gave you the sign. I gave you four stages. I gave you particulars under that. And then in a minute, I'm going to tell you what four things you need to do so that you won't be deceived. But before I go into that, tell me what is the sign of the end times?
Deception.
Fine. What is the first stage?
Many will be deceived.
Got a call from David.
Yeah, what's Robert? He wants Robert.
Yeah, no, Robert's preaching.
Well, just go get him. Just go get him. Tell him it's Clay calling. Clay can go out and preach. You go out and preach, David. Take over. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. Where am I? Four stages. What are the four stages? Okay. Turn your papers over so you're not looking. Okay. Okay. We're going to just review and then we'll look at our papers again. And then I'm going to test you on it. All right. Sign of the end times. Deception. Four stages. Many deceived. Many frightened. Many offended. Many despairing or losing courage. Their love grows cold. They lose courage. All right. Now, what is deceived? What are the three means of deception?
Men, false Christ, and false prophets.
Excellent. All right. What under the second stage, which is what? Many are frightened. What are the things that frighten? Five things. Wars, rumors of wars, troubles,
pestilence,
earthquake. Under the third stage, which is many are offended, what? Martyrdom? But wait a minute, let's get them in order.
Because martyrdom,
betrayal. Betrayal. Okay, persecution, P, martyrdom, M, betrayal, B, PMB. All right. So that's the third stage. And the last stage, which is many will despair and lose their courage, what are the four parts of that? Great iniquity. The gospel will be preached to all nations. Signs in the heavens. And the sign of the Son of Man returning. Okay. Now, tell me. Close your papers now. Don't look. Or do you think you know it?
Yeah. Well, okay. Let's look at it real fast.
Okay, look at it real fast.
Are those two part of many deceived, or is this one of these?
I've put that after the many offended.
I'll try it.
So it's right in the right hand?
Yeah, that's the way I did it last week. I did it that way last week. But this week, I didn't do it that way because of the stages, you know. But actually, it could be two extra stages. Yeah. It's not important to give them so many stages. Because I want you kids to be able to use this for warfare. You see, when someone says, Jesus is coming, you'll know, wait a minute, let's see if everything checks out. What's the sign of the end times?
Deception.
All right, I'm going to ask you something about deception, since you're so smart. What is deception?
To be deceitful.
What would deceive?
To trick somebody.
Satan.
All right, what's the biggest trick Satan can do?
To deceive. To come as an angel of light.
Exactly. Now, therefore, where's the greatest danger from communism? Is that the greatest danger? What about witchcraft? Is that the greatest danger? What? No. Not communism, not witchcraft, not commercialism. What is going to be the greatest danger to the church? What's going to be the greatest danger to the church? Satan, what's going to be his biggest trick to deceive us?
And to try to counterfeit. Like, he'll try to counterfeit.
Yeah, but how? Right, but how?
Through the Antichrist.
All right. The true church has to be afraid of Satan. How will he try to fool him? What's his best trick? Yeah, but what's his best trick for those guys? That's true. Those are the ways he's going to use many men and false Christs and false prophets. But what's his best trick to do it?
The leaders of the church to be him.
The false church is his greatest work. It's called the Babylonian whore. Okay? So the first sign of the end times, we found out, is deception. And the first big thing that's going to happen is going to be the whore. So if you want to get on God's timetable, find out what the whore is doing. That is, what is the false church doing in our day? Who is the false church?
Unitarian churches.
Yes.
And
what else?
Mormons.
Yes.
Moody.
Yes.
And Satan worshippers.
Well, but Satan worshippers, most people wouldn't be fooled by that. You wouldn't be deceived by that, would you? Some people are deceived by those others, though. Okay, you're close. That's right. You have to be careful, don't you, sometimes? Okay? You have to be careful because God is not through with the church yet. That's why it's not yet a deceptive thing. God is not yet through with His bride. So, right now, you can't judge all the churches. You can judge Mormons, you can judge Jehovah's Witnesses and stuff like this. But you can't judge the mainline churches yet because God isn't through yet with them. Okay? Huh? That's right. There are many people in them that are true believers. There are many people in them that are immature, and if they were fed the truth, they would come to the Lord. So they're going to have a chance to have a big revival. So you see, we haven't yet entered into that day of apostasy. So deception is apostasy. Do you understand? Now, we're going to get into this when we get into the Bible more. But I'm just teaching you some stuff right here, right now. Is the biggest thing to look out for is not what the communists do. When you say, oh, the communists are going to come and take over America. No, that's not the sign. What's the sign? When the whore gets it together. So watch the church. Watch the church. Watch the deception in the church. Because deception means it's close to the truth. It's a counterfeit. It's close to the truth. If I deceive you, I pretend like I'm a pastor, but really I'm a crook. Jesus said, beware of wolves in sheep's clothing. You see? How will you know them?
Because if you read the Word of God.
Yes, but how will you know them? What does the Word say? How will you know them? Yes, false doctrine. How else will you know them? By their fruits you will know them. They will teach false doctrine, but what the Bible says is by their fruits you will know them. The whole book of Revelation, by the way, is written on all what I'm telling you right now. The book of Revelation is written on these things. That's why it's exposing those churches and saying, repent.
How do you understand all of the book of Revelation? I mean, the morning we read that before I go to school, you know? And I mean, you know, it's, I mean, it's hard to understand because some things are allegory and some things that they say are really the true thing. I mean, it's all true, but some of it
hard to understand.
Yeah. The other part is just
well, there's no way to know except to ask the Holy Spirit to teach you, and to sit down and you know just let the Holy Spirit teach you, and you know we'll teach here how to understand it and so on, because that's one of the big books we want to discuss here. We want to discuss Daniel. We want to discuss what we're doing right now in the Gospels, and we want to discuss Thessalonians, and we want to discuss Revelation. Because that will teach you what's going on, so you know how to do warfare. What if you're doing warfare and you didn't even know half of the enemies? Would that be good warfare?
No.
No. What if you thought the enemy was out there when he was behind you? Would that be good warfare? and you killed all those enemies, and then he stabbed you in the back. It wouldn't be too good, would it? So you better know what deception is. Where is the greatest enemy? Out there or in here?
In here.
Right. Because here's deception. See, I'm not deceived by the communists. They don't deceive me because they told me they hate me. Remember Khrushchev pounded his fist on the table, or maybe his shoe. Did he take off his shoe? Yeah, he took off his shoe and said, "We will bury you." Remember that? Well, that guy wasn't deceiving me. You know, I mean, there was no deception there. He just said it. He said, before this generation passes away, he was saying, you know, we will bury you. You know, in other words, you know, he didn't say America would crumble from within. He said, we're going to bury you. That's different. You know, that had no deception there. That guy's out to get us. You know, I mean, we just knew right there we didn't have a friend. But watch the guy that pretends to be your friend. Watch the guy that calls himself a Christian but really isn't. Watch the guy that's the false church. So the biggest problem in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, there's only two real bad guys. I mean, there's only one real bad guy. It's the church. It's the false church. The false church is called the whore. And what's the opposite of a whore? What other kind of woman? That's a bad woman. What's a good woman in the book of Revelation?
The bride.
The bride. So you got the virgin bride and you got the whore. Okay? You see that? So in the book of Revelation, I'll show you something later, that everything's divided into two. Everything is an opposite. Everything is black and white. Everything that's in the book of Genesis shows up in the book of Revelation. And you got a tree here, and you got a tree here, and you got black here, and you got white here, and you got dark here, and you got light here. And I'll show you a trick of how to read it. There's a trick to it. There's a secret to reading the book of Revelation. And when you see it, then it makes sense. And it's all in the Bible. In other words, all the keys are found in the Gospels. So we're reading the key right now. I'm giving you a key right now. And when you learn this key, you'll be able to do it. What are the four stages?
Many deceived, many offended, many despair.
Say them backwards. Okay. What are the five parts of the third stage? Wars, rumors of wars, troubles, pestilence, and earthquakes. Wars, rumors of wars, troubles, pestilence, earthquakes. Okay? Okay. What are the four last signs of the last stage, the fourth stage? No, that's the last one. You're doing it backwards, you mean? Do it in order. Always do it in order. Order is extremely important. That's why Jesus is giving us... I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Go ahead, do it again.
There's great iniquity, gospel preached the whole world.
Beautiful.
No,
it's good.
Signs of the heavens and the Son of Man.
Beautiful. That's great. That's good. All right, what's the first stage? Three are going to deceive.
Many
false Christs, false prophets, and I told you that they would be part of the what system? False church or the whore? The whore system. Okay? All right? Remember, that's where the deception's coming from. It's not coming from the communists. It's not coming from witchcraft. It's not coming from the obvious. It's coming from the deceivers who are within, the enemy within. This is where the trouble lies. That's why the church will yet go through a shaking. Remember that judgment begins with the household of God? What does that mean? That means there's going to be a division in the house of God between the false and the true, the sheep and the goats, the wheat and the tare, doesn't it? That means there's going to be division. Do you see that? There's going to be division in the Methodist church. There's going to be division in the Roman Catholic church. There's going to be division in the Pentecostal church. There's going to be division in the New Testament churches. There's going to be division. What's the division? What will be the division? Separation of what from what? No, not from non-Christians, because they call themselves Christians, because they're deceivers. That's right. That is those that pretend, those that are hypocrites, the hypocrites. Did you know that in hell, what's the first group in hell?
Hypocrites.
No. Who is the number one group in hell? I mean, the first group.
Demons.
The ones that are mentioned first. The fearful. Those that are afraid. Do you know that you have to have confidence in this world? Do you have confidence? Are you afraid or do you have confidence? Are you bold or do you hide back? Do you shrink back? Or are you bold? Come on, do you tell kids at school, hey, I love Jesus. Are you bold? Or is it, well, I don't want to say anything because they might not invite me to their slumber party. They might not, you know, talk with me. Are you bold or you hold back? Jesus said, he that does not tell me before men, I will not tell them before the Father in heaven. Do you see that? Do you know what I'm saying? Hey, this thing is going to cost you something. Don't look at other people and say, I'm going to be a Christian like they're Christians. You've got to be a Christian like it says in the Bible. And I'm not going to tell you the false stuff. I'm going to tell you the truth. You want to hear the truth or you want to hear lies?
Truth.
Which do you want to hear?
Truth.
You want to hear it all the way or part way?
All the way.
Okay. I'm going to tell you the truth. Let's read the Bible because it's all in the Bible. No special ideas. It's all in the Bible. All right, let's look at it again now. When is the gospel going to be preached to all nations? What stage? Fourth stage. Right, during the fourth stage. That means that's late in the game. Do you see what I'm saying? This is a game plan. That's late in the game. That's fourth stage, second part. Okay, fourth quarter. That's a good way of putting it. That's good. All right, that's good. All right, when are wars? What quarter?
Second one.
And what happens through wars, many become frightened. Remember I just told you that one of the groups in hell is going to be those that are afraid? The fearful. It's called the fearful. The hypocrites. The dogs. There's a lot of you ought, we'll read this later when we get into Revelation to find out what groups go to hell. What groups are in hell? The unbelieving. The fearful and unbelieving. You know. It doesn't say whoremongers. That's next. I mean, that they come later. Murderers and whoremongers and so on. But you'd think they'd be the first group. But they're not. The fearful are the first group. You know that when Gideon had his army, what was the group that left first? The fearful. All that are afraid go home. Most of them went home. You see? So in the church, what's the division going to be?
The fearful.
You see? Now, but once the Gideon 300 go forth, then some of them will come back. Praise God. Many who are afraid today, they'll become bold when they see how bold Susan is. Say, I want to be as bold as Susan. When they see how bold Chip is, I want to be like Chip. Will you be bold, Matt? Or are you going to be a coward?
Bold.
But what if the devil comes to you?
Bold.
What if he tempts you? What if he bribes you? Car, are you going to be bold?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. You got to be able to stand up for Jesus. Did you ever hear Susan? You know, sometimes she goes driving down the street, praise Jesus. That's bold, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know why? Could be foolish, but it's because she loves Jesus. It could be foolish, but it's because she loves Jesus. And she wants to let everybody know she loves Jesus. So you know what happens? A lot of people get saved that way. A lot of people get seed put in them. You know, if you're not going to put out, you're not going to get anything in this life. Those that sit back and do nothing get nothing. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands. Woe unto the sluggard, the Bible says. The Bible also says if you don't work, you don't eat. So what does God want us to be? Soldiers. Soldiers of Jesus Christ. All right, where are pestilence? Where does pestilence come?
Second.
Many frightened. Right. Pestilence is number four. Where's earthquakes? Number five, second quarter. All right. Do you see how easy it is? All right, who's ready? Who can do the whole thing? Who? Tammy, you want to try? That's okay. Just give it a try.
Okay. Deception.
That's the main sign. What's the sign of the end times? Right. Deception.
And there's going to be many deceived, many frightened, many offended, many despair.
Good.
And under many deceived, there'll be many false prophets and false prophets.
Good.
Is that called earthquakes?
Yeah, wars.
Okay, wars are music, wars, troubles, and earthquakes. And
pestilence and earthquakes. Okay, it's good. It's okay.
And then there are many offended. There'll be
Okay, many offended. Who can help her?
Persecution,
martyrdom.
Betrayal.
And
then under many great iniquities.
Don't let her do it.
Preach the gospel to the whole world. The sign of the strong uncle heaven and the sun.
Beautiful. Boy, that's perfect. That's really good. Praise God. You want to try it, Byron? This is tough. Now, this is hard. I mean, it's not easy. Okay.
Okay. The sign of the empire is persecution. Many see, many strife, many offended, and many despair. Under deception, there's false men, false Christ, false prophets. Under fighting, there'll be wars, rumors of wars, troubles, earthquakes, and
pestilence. The pestilence comes before earthquakes, but that's okay. Okay.
And then under the third quarter, and the fourth quarter, there'll be great iniquity, gospel preached the whole world.
The last thing of all, another sign. Right. That's excellent, Byron. That is absolutely excellent. That's great. Okay, that is good. Now look, what you've just done here without knowing it, what you've just done, I've taught you how to make an outline of a chapter. What I've done right there is I've outlined for you a chapter. Chapter 24. Right. And this is the way to study the Bible. If you want to study the Bible, this is a way you can study the Bible. Look how much we learned right here. If you wrote a paper on that, everybody would think, boy, you know a lot. You see? And they wouldn't even know. They wouldn't know that you took that right out of this, you see? And look how easy we reduced it, just a few words. But look how your mind is clear just from studying that. Suddenly your mind begins to clear up. Now, you don't have it memorized as much probably as I do. But as you keep going, you'll be putting in good thoughts all the time, and you're going to get stronger and stronger in your mind. So pretty soon you're going to be really effective. So that when you start witnessing, this is going to come right to you. Someone's going to say wars, and right away, you know right where that's talking about. Is wars and rumors of wars, and you're going to be able to say troubles, pestilence, and earthquakes, just like that. And you're going to be able to know because Jesus said, watch these things. Now, listen to what I'm saying. Why do I tell you these things? Is it important? Is it important? Jesus said it was. Therefore, exactly. Now, I said, now there's four ways I said that you can avoid deception. There's four ways to avoid deception. Read the Word, know God. No, not know the Word, but know the living Word. Know God. What was the third way? You remember?
And be a lover.
No, that's part of knowing God, is to be a lover. Read the Word. Know God. Does anybody remember any of the last two? Be ready and be pure. Or be holy.
Read the Word, know God. Are you ready and be pure?
Right. That's the four ways not to be deceived. If you're not ready, you're going to be deceived. If you're not pure, you're going to be deceived. If you're not reading the Word, you're going to be deceived. If you're not knowing the Lord, you're going to be deceived. In other words, don't do just one of those, two of those, or three of those. Do all four. If you skip any one, you're going to still be deceived. So, what are the four ways not to be deceived, Matt?
Read the Word, know God, be ready, and be pure.
Whew. Praise God. That's good. You guys are sharp. What are the four ways backwards, Tammy? Beautiful. Beautiful. You guys are sharp. That's good. Okay. I think you probably learned enough for tonight. That was good. Now, wait a minute. I want to test Chip, see how well he's done. Let's see if he knows what the fourth commandment is.
The Sabbath day.
Amen. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. All right. Let's see how well Clay did. What's the eighth commandment?
Steel.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, right.
Did you all know that?
No, thou shalt not steal.
Did you all know that? What's the third commandment, Susan? Right, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. What are the four stages, Matt?
Deception.
Many are deceived. Many are.
Many are deceived. Many are frightened. Many are offended. Many are
despairing. Right, losing courage. Isn't that exciting to know that we won't lose courage? We will not be frightened. We will not be offended. We will not be deceived. We will not be despairing. Isn't that wonderful to know that? In the end times, God has made a way. What's that way? Four things to do, and you won't endure all that. You will be able to endure all that. What are the four things? Know the Word. Know the Lord. Be ready. Be pure. Amen. Okay, now this is very mechanical what I'm teaching you, but later you're going to understand where all these things fit in. Pretty soon you're going to find you're knowing things, and you say, wow, well, I know a lot. And you know now one chapter in the Bible. You see, you could outline that chapter, couldn't you?
No.
And you got to read the next chapter. Oh, this next chapter is so good. When we get into Daniel, and that's what we're going to do next time we meet. We're going to get into this next chapter, and then we're going to go back to Daniel. Because it's all about Daniel. I think you were asking me about that. It's all about Daniel. Daniel is probably the most difficult book in all the Bible to understand, besides the book of Revelation, or along with the book of Revelation. But we will understand it. God will give us understanding, okay? Okay, let's close in prayer.